Lord Jesus, for your love towards us, for gathering once again in your presence, for your word's sake, King of glory, that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in our midst. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Today we commit whatever we are going to do into your hands, and our prayers tonight, we pray for your direction, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, teach us your truth, lead us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And help us, Lord King of glory, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right, I welcome each and every, I welcome our brethren in Zaria and our brethren in the UK. To tonight's prayer and thanksgiving. God demanded that we make tonight's thanksgiving. Just like I told us yesterday, it was a kind of prayer that I'm supposed to pray. And as I pressed it this morning, pressed it this afternoon. As I was about to press the same prayer tonight, God said, do thanksgiving now. I said, oh my goodness, I'm just getting warmed up. He said, do thanksgiving. So, in order to afford each and every one of us the opportunity to also break through, is why praying tonight will be of necessity. Even though we have come to a point where we ought to be giving thanks. I'd like to say firstly, and then we'll go to the Word of God. On account of the short prayer that we prayed last night, I had a dream getting to this point. This morning. And in that dream, I saw so much bounty, so much blessing. And then I realize that the problem we'll be having when abundance comes is the problem of wastage. In that dream, I saw that there was a personality that could not be traced. That personality deliberately came into our abode to waste our abundance. So let's take, for example, you buy a carton of Indomie. So that personality came, opened up the Indomie in the sachet, just opened them up, and then breeze started entering and left them scattered all over the ground. If you see this, the spell under which we were prior to this time, that spell is to take away our possibility to be sustained. Famine comes to fight sustenance. But when abundance eventually comes, Satan will change tactics. He will no longer be fighting the source of your blessing. What he will be back, what he will be fighting is the expansion of that your blessing, so that your blessing will not reach out to the people that it is intended for. I remember some time ago, I was telling Sister Queen, yes, this morning, let's do something with it. She refused. And that's why I said, Satan will take tactics. He will no longer be fighting the source of your blessing. All right. What Satan will now be fighting is no longer the source, but the propensity blessing to reach out to the intended people. So what happened was that particular money she refused to submit under the mighty hand of God. Then they called her from her parents' place that there is a burial. And it was that barrier that God told him on. I've not told that what I'm telling us tonight, because I was so hungry that the money that was intended for the house of God, the money that could have served a noble cause amongst the brethren, ended up or at the edge of a casket. Ended up on burial. By the time she came back from the burial, she was angry now. It was she that is now angry that she spent all her money. I didn't tell her anything. I just pretended. And it is one of the lessons that I have given to myself. That whenever I have the opportunity to do something, I will force myself to do it. Because if you don't do it, the waster will come. And that money will not yield the reward at the end of the day. So I saw that the waster came. And what he was fighting is not the source. What that waster fought successfully was the propensity, the ability of that resources to yield the reward. The ability of that resources to reach out to the people that it was intended for. I pray that the Lord God will help us tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. And I believe we came to pray tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. We'll read from verse 24 to verse 26. There are 2 points I want to draw out from this scripture. And then we'll pray. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24 to 26. Let me give us a brief background. Well, remember that when the children of Israel were coming out of the land, when they were brought out of the land of Egypt, and they got to the Red Sea, do we still remember the charge of Moses to the people? He says, "Stand ye still, and watch ye the salvation of the Lord. For the battle is not your own, but of the Lord." Do we still remember that scripture? I believe so. The children of Israel did not need to raise a sword. It was God himself that fought that battle. Without further say, let's read. Verse 24. This is God speaking, please. "Rise ye up. Take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land begin, and his land, the king and his land, begin to possess it and contend with him in battle." Verse 25. "This day will I bring to put Will I begin to put the dread that is the terror of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee." The last verse, 26. "And I sent messengers," that is Moses, "and Moses sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kadimoth unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the words of peace, saying." Let's stop there. I don't want us to go too far so that we can pray. Please, if you need to drink a cup of warm water or cold water, whatever one you want to drink, you can take it. If you see the way that we were dispatched two by two. Two people to UK, two people to Zaria, two people to... by the mercies of God, to people to River State. and one is currently in Abuja now, were dispatched 2 by 2. The same God that gave the charge that the children of Israel should stand still, why fight the battle for them as the man of war, is the same God that is speaking in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 22, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, that they should begin to possess the land and to contend with the king in battle. I don't know whatever misconception that you've had of life, that any problem you don't know will not affect you. That when there is a battle in your family, that you should not, don't touch it. Just move on with your life. Such a person is lost, because creation is groaning, awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. You are trying to abscond, you are trying to abrogate the matter. Meanwhile, creation is waiting for you to take charge of this matter. And if creation, such as animals, are waiting for you, and you are now turning to the right, avoiding the situation, in what category are we going to put you? Because the sons of God took charge of the situation. Which category are we going to put you? You are neither the son of God, you are not even the beast. I don't know what we should call you. God commanded the children of Israel that you are going to possess the land, but that they should begin to contend with him in battle. And the idea that God was trying to communicate to the children of Israel is, if that battle will last them for 20 years, they should fight that battle until victory is attained. That is, it is a battle that you will fight and you will not go back on your word. It is a battle that you will fight and you will not return back to your tent until your sword has been dipped in blood. In fact, one of the testimonies of David concerning Saul, when he was given an eulogy of Saul after Saul died, was that the sword of Saul and Jonathan never goes back home without the taste of blood. Until their sword is dipped in blood, they never go back. That was the kind of personality that Saul had, King Saul had. If he's going for battle, he doesn't make, there is no room for rescue mission. All right, you guys will be on the other side. So once we are about to die, you can come fetch us. There is no rescue mission. The guy just goes like that. God said, begin to contend with him in battle. That is the first point. It is a battle of no return until victory is attained. And just in case you say, oh, my own battle, you know. I will attempt it, but I may not finish it. According to the book of Revelation, the Bible speaking said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What I'm trying to tell you is that some people overcame. So if you don't overcome, it is a problem that is peculiar to you. Because the body of Christ overcame in the book of Revelation. It is only you that did not overcome. There was one answer, the proof, the sign that our prayer tonight is answered, is that God will shed terror on the heart of as many that are standing in our way. Such terror as bringing them to the pit of hell in their dream. Such terror as bringing them near, as bringing them to the valley of the shadow of death, for which they begin to perceive death. They will begin to have dreams that they died. Such terror like that. And I've seen this, I saw it today while I was praying. Are we ready to contend tonight? Yes, we are ready. I know our brethren in Europe, you know, the weather there, the economy, you know, they are not contending, you know. Everything is calm. But we over here in Nigeria, the starvation and the famine on the land is an encouragement on its own to contend. So let's come to reality. Rabboni and Sister Esther, they were sent to UK for a purpose. The brethren in Zaria were sent there for a purpose. And Satan fought our sustenance. But don't forget, Satan will come back again. And what is going to fight in this time is no longer your sustenance. He's going to allow you to have food to eat. But that food will now eventually become your distraction. Will be the reason why you don't pray anymore. Will be the money that you are now receiving free will be the reason why you are held captive in self-indulgence. Don't ever forget, so that when this prayer is being answered, you will know how to discern Satan in your territory and in your possession. I want us to lift up our voice unto God tonight. Where has God sent you to? Which land? What was the promise of God when he was sending you to that place? Can we lift up our voice tonight that we have come to possess that which is ours?
Amen.
Can we call upon the name of God?
Amen.
There is nothing more annoying than when you leave your heritage for another man and that other man comes and plunder it. The very blessing that God has given to you, you find other people making a mess of it. Are you calling upon the name of God tonight?
Father, we call upon
I have come to possess. All those people that have been sitting at ease, the people that God sent to bless you, that have been sitting at ease, they have been enjoying themselves. They have been taking ice cream, and that is why they are not concerned about your situation. That the terror of God will visit them tonight. That the way you are praying like that, you can pray for me. You can pray for me. I have a backlog of 9 months. 9 months backlog. That's to tell you how much time I've wasted. 9 months backlog. So if you are just starting your own and what you've lost is just 2 weeks, you can begin to pray for me. Some people is years, 20 years, 30 years. Shut up, The book, what you are doing is that you are singing the song of the forgotten. You are singing the song of the brook. The whole that the brook will return back in its strength. Meanwhile, you are the same person that bought testimony that there will be no rain. There was something you did that necessitated that brook to dry up. There were some people that you looked away from. Like these people, I will not ask them for money. This particular person, I will not. You looked away from some people. And now that the little one you have is drying up, you need to contend that that land will provide for you. Can we call upon the name of God again? Can we call upon the name of God? That we command that sustenance. That the Lord God will visit as many that you have sent to sustain them, that God will terrorize them. Exercise tonight. I believe Sister Esther and the brethren in Zaria will relate. I walked by the house of a woman right here in our estate. That house has been left fallow since the beginning of this year, as far as I can remember. The inhabitant of that house is a very old woman that is advanced in age. I think she should be around 75. 76 thereabout. Very advanced in it. It was her children that built the house for her. When she was sharing the testimony, she told us, she said she told her children, don't build a house for me. I'm okay in the village. They said, we know that you are okay in the village, but we want to still build a house for you. That house is there now, fully furnished, air conditioned, painted and oh my goodness. But the woman is not dead. She's not dead. She is not living there. Which one have you done for your own parents? Have you even bought a bicycle for them? Now you want to now put, you want to enter neutral that. All right, I think I've tried my best. Well, what have you given to your siblings so far? Have you built an house for them? Have you opened up a business for them in the name of Jesus? that you be faithful in this one, take charge of this one. Or you are waiting for the one your father will give you so that you will pass it on to them. The point I'm trying to make is that we have not yet achieved anything. Both corporately and individually, we are still far behind in time. I want us to pray again. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22, thereabout, there was a famine that befell the land of Israel under King David. And that famine was for 3 years, back year to year. That is, in our own PG English, back to back, year to year, back to back, for 3 years. God used that famine to terrorize David so that David can come and inquire of him. And when David eventually gave himself sense, he went and inquired of God, and God told him that it was for the blood that Saul shed of the Gibeonite. What I'm trying to say is, God can terrorize the people that he has sent to you, and he can also terrorize you to you yourself. By adventure, he has sent you to cater for the need of some people. He has commanded you that they should not lack on account as long as you are alive. Meanwhile, you are withholding your hand. You are now a mathematician. You by yourself, you gave yourself homeschooling. And through your homeschooling enterprise, you've given yourself PhD in economics. What I'm trying to tell you is that God can also terrorize you too. So keep your spirit open. I want us to pray that prayer again. It is without doubt that it is in our being blessed that we will be a blessing. So therefore, we are going to pray that prayer again. That all that which pertains to you, every allotment that God has made available for you in order for your pilgrimage to be convenient, that tonight you have come to possess them.
Amen.
And as many that are sitting on it, that God will terrorize them according to his word. He has done it before, he will do it again. I will call upon the name of God. The Bible speaking that when they were being, they went from nation to nation, and he rebuked king for their sins, saying, touch not my anointed, do my prophet do harm. It is written in the word of God. He terrorized the nation from their sin. When they were few, they were not plenty. They were just few in number. When they did not have a military apparatus, God terrorized nations. Sadangati balagati gatu balagasana. Izarangaka tegeleke 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 tegeleke. Sangakanga tuanga lagati akanaka tuanaka taka. Amparatu balagati iskati. Kibuna Tayakadi,
ya kaburi ya rakaduka na kaya kibuka na tia kauluka na kibuki dire katuka data ya kibuka na tia kauluma kadire katiki buru jada kadia kibuka na tia kaburi ketuka na kibuka na tia kauluka data ya kabura takaruga kibuka na tia kari kiburi ya rakatu makadi kibuka na tia katuka na tia kashiki tiki buri tia kibira katuka buka na tia katuka da kitia kabuki dia katuka na ya kari kiburi ya rakata kibuka na taka ruki na na tia katuka na tia kadi kibuka na tia katuka na tia kashiki tiki buri takaruma kitia katuka na ya kari ya kabuka na kitia katuka na da ya karuka na da ya kari ya kibuka na tia katuka na da ya kabuki ya da katuka na kitiira katu kandi akadu kanda da yakabura takalu kitiya karu kinya da katu makali ya katu kashakari kibuka na ya katu kinya da takia kitiira katu kala da kaburi ya da takaru makali kibuka diira kata tu kana ti kiburi ya taka kadu mala kitiya kari ya karu kanda ti ashike ti kibura tatu wa kadi ya kaburi takalu hina kibuka na tiira katu kana da ya kadi kiburi da kitiira katu kana ti ya kaburi tatu kana ti ya kashike ti kiburi da karuma kadiira katu kiburi takaruma kadi kibuka na tuka na tiira katu kana ti kibuka na tiira kaburi takari kibuka na tiira kaburi takari kibuka na tiira kari kaburi tati ya kashike ti kiburi takari ya katu kaburi takari kibuka na tiira kaburi takari kibuka na tiira katu kana tiira kaburi takari ya katu kibuka na tiira katu kati ya kaburi takari ya kaduma kati ya kaburi takari ya kadi kati ya katuka kaburi takari ya katuka na takari kibuka na takari kibuka na tayara kati kiburi takari kibuka na tati ya kasha kibuka na tuka di kiburi ya tashaka kibuka ni kitu kini ya nakatu kaburi takari kashiki te kiburi tata takaruka na taya kibuka na yara kapu kaburi takari ya takaruwa kibuka na tiki ya kaburi kaburi tekiya kibuka na tiki ya takaruka na tiki kaburi takari kibuka na tiki ya katuka kanda tire kaburu takaru wala la kibuka na tiri kamana gada sopra kada bala kida puja bala kajega kibuka na tiri kaburu takaru wala la kibuka na tiri kaburu takaru wala la
amen. You know, until I see the fulfillment of Kratos, if I find myself on a sick bed, I will know that that sickness is not unto death until the day I see Kratos established. It is that God spoke, the visions that God used to haunt us of the great things ahead. Until I see those things happen, I can't lose my bed and say, all right, I've tried. No, I've not tried. When that one has been made manifest, I will now say, all right, I've tried now. Not losing your belt in the little small one you did and say, all right, I think I've done more than enough. The body of Christ has not heard your voice yet. Creation is still groaning. Your manifestation has not yet been known by creation. And I pray that the Lord God will give us light and life in this time in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can we take some moment off to give thanks to God for these 3 days? For these 3 days, prayer, Pastor, prayer so far. These 3 days with you.
Father, we give you thanks.
Can we thank God?
We give you thanks.
Can we thank God?
Thank you. We love the Lord.
We all know how yesterday went, but today it is as though yesterday never happened. Can we give thanks? It is the mercy of God. It is the mercy of the Lord. It is the help of the Lord. Can we give thanks to God?
We give you thanks, Father. We give you thanks, O Lord God. We give
thank you for today. Thank you.
We give you thanks, mighty God.
Thank you, God.
We give you thanks.
Thank you, God.
We give you thanks, God. We are grateful.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
mighty God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, faithful God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
We pray.
Amen.
All right, we'll just give room for testimony in the next 4 minutes, and we'll be done for tonight. Does anyone have testimony to share with us on account of the week? Yes, testify us. No one. All right. I believe we can all hear me.
We can hear you from here.
Yeah. All right. Glory be to God. No testimony. All right. Let's conclude. Father, Lord God, we say thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Lord God.
We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your help. We thank you, knowing that you will terrorize as many that you have sent to sustain us in this time. And you will also, and you might also terrorize us ourselves. Mighty God, it is a wonderful thing to know that we are not excluded from your rebuke, from your terror ourselves. Lest we become selfish in our desires that, oh, thank God, somebody will die tonight for my sake. Father, Lord God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for light. Thank you for help. Thank you for the great things that you have shown us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the blessings that are ahead. Almighty God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I want to remind us again. In a fourth time, Satan came to fight your sustenance. When bounty eventually comes, Satan will not be fighting your sustenance. But what he will be fighting is the ability of your abundance to bring deliverance unto others. Satan will sow the seed of selfishness, the seed of wickedness in our heart, so that we will not reach out to the very people that he has sent us to. So even though he did not achieve his purpose in the first time, this time around, he is going to achieve it. Let's beware. Let's beware. I have told myself, I have told God, I would rather give my resources to God than give it to one that is dead. And give it to, I will not squander my resources on a barrier. When there be many brethren that are alive, that are in need, I'm not saying I will not contribute to burial ceremony. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is barrier will not snatch out the resources of God in my hands.
Amen.
Never. As long as I'm alive. And not any of such things will take away God in my life.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Holy God. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for tonight, oh God. Thank you for tonight, oh God. Sister Esther, please give us the closing prayer as we go to sleep.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you once again for tonight's prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your word that said that we possess our possession. Thank you for keeping us at heart, for keeping us in mind, O Lord, Father. And thank you, Father, for what you're doing for us. Thank you, Lord, Father, for we know that you have blessed us, Lord Jesus. And thank you, King of Glory, for the art that you have given to us to give, Lord Jesus. We say, blessed be your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We pray for every individual of us, O Lord Father. We pray as we sleep tonight, O Lord Father, we rest in your bosom in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, King of Glory. We pray that our sleep, O Lord Father, be perfect in your hands in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Every accusers of render, every accusers of brethren, we hereby break it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you, King of
thank
Glory.
You, Lord.
Thank you for thank you for everyone, the students in Zaria. We say that your presence hand be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Show them your way, lead them in your path, teach them your truth, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And at the end, O Lord Father, may we all testify to your goodness in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Son.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Let's share the grace.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God.
I see fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit,
be with us now forever.
Amen.
Surely,
God
will send us a messenger for us
all the days of our lives,
and we shall join the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
And we see you all in the plenary session tomorrow. See you all in the plenary session tomorrow. Good night, JD.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.